The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right. This is the arrest heard around the world. It's like Happy Gilmore gone wild. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We have so much to talk about today. We're going to get this poor Scotty Scheffler in just a few minutes. You know, here's the deal on Scheffler, real quick here for a moment. That guy is either going to go out there and he's going to get like eight hole-in-ones just to work out the aggression, or he's going to be completely distracted. I feel horrible for this guy. We're going to talk more about that in just a little while. Also, Congress chicks gone wild. We're going to get to that. It was like I was watching this this House hearing. And you've got the, who's the deaf guy? Oh, that was James Comer. He's the chairman of the committee. What? I can't hear you. Speak louder. No, don't speak louder, sir. Don't speak louder. Anyway, it was like watching GLOW. Remember GLOW, the gorgeous ladies of wrestling? That's what my money is on the country chick. MTG, I think she wins hands down. We're going to get to that story also. The Pittsburgh Post-Gazette has written a nasty little column about yours truly, and I'm going to read it on the air. You're going to love this. It's also Open Line Friday, and that means you can talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about today. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to get to all of that today. I want to start out, though, with a moment of personal privilege, if that's okay. I only do this once a year. But today is sort of a weird day for me. And, you know, it's something I want to talk about with you. So it was on this day, May 17th in 2005. A few days before that, I had gone to the doctor. I was working at the great KFBK, which is, of course, the radio station where Rush Limbaugh got his start. And before Rush, Morton Downey Jr., great radio station. Judy Farah, the news editor. And it's interesting, her daughter happens to be Alyssa Farah, who is one of the gals on The View. Judy's a great, great conservative lady, a fine news editor. And anyway, she was upset with me because I had this cough that would not go away. And you know how it is with us guys. You know, we'll like just take a Ricola or chug some, I don't know, DayQuil, liquid Tylenol. But the cough just would not go away. So anyway, she was pestering me and hounding me. Todd, you got to go to the doctor. You sound terrible. So I finally gave in and I said, all right, I'll go to the doctor. So anyway, I go in there and I'm thinking I'm going to get like a prescription and head over to the drugstore. And the guy, he comes back in and he says, you've got about 2 weeks to live. And I'm like, wait, what? So the doctor sat me down and I was 37 years old at the time. And he said, yeah, you've got a problem with your heart. And so he said, your heart is very large. And I said, well, thank you. I go to church. I try to help my neighbors. I do what I can for the community. And he says, no, that's not what I'm talking about. And so he took me through this process. And I was apparently born with some sort of a crazy heart problem. And they didn't never check the babies. And I think they finally started checking babies in the 80s. 80s or 90s. But there was there are multiple generations of Americans who were born, and the doctors just did not check to see if the aortic valve was flawed. And I had one of these deformed aortic heart valves. And the problem with the aortic heart valve is When it goes, you're gone. When it stops working, when it starts functioning, you just drop. And you have no symptoms up until the time that it's getting ready to fail, and that's when you develop what they call a cardiac cough. And I just thought I had a bad case of bronchitis. I was popping Ricola like I was on crack. So anyway, I had to have open heart surgery. And I remember those of you in the South, you'll know the name Louis Grizzard, the great Southern humorist. And I was a massive, and I still am to this day, a massive Louis Grizzard fan. I had the exact same heart problem that Louis had. And unfortunately, he was not able to survive. And I knew all of this going into this surgery. And it was a pretty scary time. Not gonna lie to you. I was still waiting for the Ricola. And so they're sending me to the hospital, and I was in Sacramento. I was hoping to be able to fly back home. I wanted a Southern doctor. If a heart surgeon was going to operate on me, I wanted to be somebody from the homeland. And they said, no, you can't do that. You have to stay here. This is a life or death issue. So anyway, so I had open heart surgery, and it was, believe it or not, May 17th, 2005. And it was an amazing moment. We talk a lot about it because it was part of a series that won an Edward R. Murrow Award. And reporters followed me through the surgery itself and recovery and the whole nine yards. And I will tell you this. It was a great blessing. There is a mechanical heart valve that's literally keeping me alive right now. When it gets super quiet, you can hear it. And it ticks like a clock. I'll never forget. I was assigned at Fox to cover the Obama campaign. And for the first, when you first sign up with the campaign and you're traveling with them, you go in for your little meeting with the Secret Service, the FBI guys. And so anyway, I was in this quiet room, and it's a little intimidating, right? Because you've got I think it was the Secret Service. Yeah, the Secret Service guys there, and it's really quiet. And so anyway, they were writing notes, and then the guy just stops, and he just kind of looks around, and he goes back to writing notes, and he stops and looks around again, and then he steps out of the room, comes back in with another agent, and the guy says, Mr. Starnes, we need to ask you a question. Why are you ticking? I thought, oh, geez. So I had to show the Secret Service my heart card and my scar, because they popped me open like a Thanksgiving turkey on that operating table. But it's interesting that at this very moment, you know, it's sort of hard not to. Today is just a weird day. It's not like I'm just somber because I'm very grateful to be alive. As a matter of fact, it was grateful to be given a second chance. And a lot of people ask me, what lessons did you learn out of, you know, this heart surgery thing? And I said, well, it's important to have good insurance. I'm not quite sure. Someone said, what did God teach you? I'm like, I don't know. What do you want me to say? I think it's a process. And, you know, we all kind of go through things in our life. And this was one of those things for me. And I had never truly been tested up until that time. And I think you find out what kind of a person you are. Because I remember as they laid me down, and I remember they put a garden hose into my wrist, and you could feel, I mean, it was a huge tube and all these drugs were flowing through. And I realized, you know, at that moment I wanted to get up and just walk out of that hospital. There was not a blasted thing I could do. And at that very moment, I had absolutely no control over what I was going to do with my life at that moment. And I think, you know, for me, you know, there have been moments where you just realize you just have to let God take control. And I think really for the first time in my life, that was the moment that God actually took control. But I was incredibly grateful and blessed. I was a very selfish person up until that time. I'm one of the people, if you need help, I will be there. I will be there if you need help. But if I need help, I will never ask for it. And it really up until that point. And so many people were wanting to do things, you know, to help me. My plan was to recover from heart surgery on my own, which was a ludicrous thing. But I wasn't thinking straight. And I remember, you know, the pastor telling me, you know, When you do that, when you don't allow people to help you, you're taking away and you're denying them a blessing in their life. I never really thought about it like that. So it's I'm a lot better than I was at that, but you know how it is, guys. You want to do stuff, you're the man, you do things, and you take care of things. You don't like to be taken care of. But I think I'm getting better at that. So anyway, today's been a good day. I mean, waking up and realizing that I got a second chance. And I try to squeeze as much life out of every single second of the day. And I would say probably my biggest problem is my cardiologist. I have to go twice a year now. And my cardiologist says, Starnes, you got to slow down a little bit. You know, you're a cardiac patient. I don't have time for that, doc. I got stuff to do. And I love that. And I'm just going to keep doing what we're doing here. And I just want to say thank you. You guys have been an amazing part of this experience. My family, we have the best staff in all of radio working on this program. And it's just been a great, great joy. Yeah, what was it? The Louis Grizzard book. Took a licking, kept on ticking. That's my story. And so it's been a blessing. Now, here's my encouragement to you. Go and get yourself checked out. If you were born before 1980, do yourself a favor. Schedule an appointment with a cardiologist and have them look at your heart, because you never know what problem might be lurking around in there. And I want you to be around for a long time as well. So I just want to say thank you. It's been a great ride, and it's going to continue to be another great ride for the next 25 years. And the good news is I was kind of hoping for a pig valve. That's what I wanted, a pig valve. And I really felt that, like that would enhance my barbecue eating experience. I could experience this zen with the pig, right? But anyway, those things have to come out every like 14 years. And I thought, yeah, I'm not doing this again. I'm only going through heart surgery once. And so anyway, I have a mechanical heart valve, and you can hear that sucker ticking. What was the other Louis Grizzard book? Oh, yeah, they tore my heart out and stomped that sucker flat. So if you want a good laugh at heart surgery, oh, and you got to read my first book, which is actually available on Amazon, my very first book I ever wrote. It was called They Popped My Hood and Found Gravy on the Dipstick, and it takes you through that crazy experience. All right, so here's the deal. We're going to take a break. I want to jump into this Scotty Scheffler story. This is so ridiculous what's happened to this guy. But I'm telling you, I think we are on the verge of a frat boy summer. I really do. And I think the men of America are making a comeback. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. All right, and by the way, Dylan, no ABBA music today out of respect for your host. That's a little triggering.
Are you sure? I may surprise you.
All right, well, just remember, I'm a cardiac patient.
All right.
All right, can we talk about Scotty Scheffler for just a moment? So this is a crazy story. By the way, people are already out on the golf course at the PGA, and Dylan, they've already got the Scotty Scheffler mugshot T-shirts. I don't know who did that. Brilliant move. So my question is very simple, and we've got a great report coming up that'll explain exactly what happened. But do you think the police are just overblowing all of this? because the police are now saying that the police officer who was involved had to be rushed to the hospital. He's being treated for pain and swelling and abrasions to his wrist and knee. This is according to the Louisville police. But a lot of people are saying that the Louisville police really are way, way off the mark on all of this. So I want to play this this report. We'll be taking your calls on this as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's listen to what happened.
Well, Greeny, as you could see in some of that footage, it was a very chaotic situation this morning already outside of Valhalla Golf Club as police were responding to a separate incident down the road. It resulted in road closures and ultimately was only a situation where officials and players could get to the point where they could even approach the Valhalla entrance. But what happened next was certainly surreal. There was a bus that did not have a driver in it that was still sitting outside of the main gate of Valhalla Golf Club. Police were trying to figure out how to get that bus moved. Scottie Scheffler was in a vehicle two behind that bus. Scheffler attempted to drive his car on a road that was jammed with vehicles onto the side median. Plenty of space on that median where Scheffler could move his car around toward the entrance. A police officer in a yellow jacket like those ones you're seeing there approached Scheffler's car, told him to stop. Scheffler continued to drive his vehicle, at which point the officer attached himself to Scheffler's car. Scheffler's vehicle then drove another 15 to 20 yards, making the left into Valhalla Golf Club before coming to a stop. At that point, the officer took his flashlight and start to bang on Scheffler's car, telling him to open the window or open the door to get out of the vehicle. Scheffler lowered the window. The officer then ripped the door open, pulled Scheffler out by the arm, pushed him up against the vehicle, placed him in handcuffs. At that point, I approached Scottie Scheffler and the officers. Scheffler turned at me and said, "Can you help me?" The officers then confronted me, told me to step back. I informed them that I was a member of the media, at which point one officer told me, "There's nothing you can do. He's going to jail." Another officer then approached me shortly after with a pad in his hand and said to me, "Could you please tell us the name of the person that we arrested?"
So they did not seem to know that it was Scottie Scheffler, the number one golfer in the world, for whatever that's worth and however that
they
factors
did not
into
know it
all
was
of it.
Scottie Scheffler, Greeny. They also, yeah. When they placed him in the back of that vehicle, they put him in handcuffs. They then, at one point, removed the handcuffs, at which point it felt like the situation was becoming diffused. They allowed him to adjust his wrists before then placing the handcuffs back on him. Scheffler attempted to get the attention of the officer, who did put him in the handcuffs originally and pulled him from the vehicle, to tell him that he did not know he was a police officer. The police officer did not respond to Scheffler's attempts to explain himself in the situation.
All right. And by the way, the cops did not look like they were cops. They were wearing these, reflectable vest and all that kind of stuff. So, again, it's pitch dark when all of this is going down in the parking lot of the Valhalla. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen. This is what it sounded like when he was literally arrested.
Guys, guys, guys.
That's the ESPN.
I'm back.
You're game one, right?
Yeah, that's a good 15.
Guys.
What do we tell you?
I'm staying back.
Here's the thing. Right now, he's going to jail.
Okay.
Okay. He's going to jail, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Period. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay.
Now, do you have
first,
a question?
I'm media. I'm
okay.
A reporter. Okay?
Okay.
So that's all. I just want to make sure that's
okay.
Known.
But you need to step back
no
over
problem.
Here.
No
now.
Problem. You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow. There you go. Get out of the way, boy. That boy going to jail. He going to jail. Ain't nothing you can do about it. He going to jail. I have a few thoughts about this. All right, hang tight. I'll get to it. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, so Scotty Scheffler, who, by the way, is just a good and decent guy, the world's number one professional golfer, Masters champion. And the guy is just, I think he just had a new baby just very recently. Anyway, Scheffler sending a message to ESPN. This morning I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that had occurred earlier. And there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought what I was being asked to do. I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today. Of course, all of us involved in the tournament express our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the earlier accident. It truly puts everything in perspective. Now, a lot of reporters and sports guys are out there saying, okay, what in the world is going on here? What does the mayor have to say about this? What is the chief of police? Nobody's talking. They're saying that the city of Louisville now has a huge black eye. So I will say this, when you see, you know, when you hear and see the video, it just seems to me that these, and again, they were directing all the golfers around the accident site. So Scotty Scheffler was doing what he was supposed to be doing. So whatever misunderstanding there was, it led to all of this. And it certainly seems like, and you can certainly hear the aggression in the police officer's voice as they're talking to the reporter, you do wonder what's really going on there. I mean, there was a lot of anger there, and it just seemed like it was, I don't know, but it's all very strange. Regardless, I mean, if these charges stand, Scotty Scheffler could be going to jail for a very long time. And the accusation is that he assaulted a police officer. I mean, the police are acting like Scotty Scheffler literally dragged the cop through the parking lot. I mean, that's how they're describing it. But the facts don't seem to bear that out at all. So it does make you wonder what's going on there with the Louisville PD. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to play some audio for you. Now, this is from a crazy committee meeting last night that turned into congressional girls gone wild. I've never seen anything like this. These are your elected leaders, ladies and gentlemen, and James Comer, the guy you're going to be hearing trying to maintain control of all of this, cut number 15, please.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star?
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising who? What? Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about. I
think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on.
Listen.
Order.
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even
order, beneath the order of your committee.
Order.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms.
That's
Green's AOC.
Order. AOC.
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Wait,
don't
what?
Even play,
baby girl.
We're gonna,
I don't think
we are going to
so.
Move, and we're going to take your words down.
Let me explain something to you.
So who will have to fail? Okay. Miss Green agrees to strike her words.
I believe she should apologize. No.
Perry. Okay, hold on. Then after Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Miss Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well,
seconds.
Then
okay,
you're
reserve
not
the right to
your
object.
Words.
I am not apologizing.
Now let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me,
Mr. Chairman? The
I
minority
think it's self-evident.
Chair recognizes you're not.
Yeah, you're not.
Of order.
You don't have enough intelligence.
You're out of order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd
the.
Like to strike
I move
those
to strike
words
the ladies'
well.
Words.
I would like
order.
The
ladies'
well.
Words again.
That's two requests to strike. That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the words.
There's another motion to strike her words again. Please
right, okay,
get your members under control.
Here's the correct apology, Ms. Green. Do you ask unanimous do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike right. my words, that, but I'm not right. apologizing.
Without objection. Without
not
objection.
Apologizing.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
Who's?
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body, that uh-oh. Would not be engaging in personalities, uh-oh. Correct?
What now?
Who you be talking about, woman?
Chairman. I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
hold
a
on.
Parliament.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality. Chairman,
I
motion to strike
I
those
no
words.
I have no idea what you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys earlier literally just
oh, you just God you just
first.
Voted to do
God
it.
Did it first, so
I'm
you
trying
don't
to voted to do it.
Order, order.
I'm trying to get okay. clarification.
Look, calm down. Calm
no,
down.
No, because this is what
like
y'all do.
Proceeding.
So I'm trying hey, to get
Ms. Crockett, you're not
no
recognized. Ms. Crockett,
I'm about to go to D on somebody.
No, you please calm
don't
down.
Tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all
please
talk noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't take
control.
It.
You're out of control.
Because if I
look,
come and talk about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Mr. Chairman.
Chair, please. Okay,
take
order.
Jeez, hello. So that, ladies and gentlemen, those are your elected leaders. Those are the men and women that are making important decisions about our tax dollars. Now, the woman that was very offended, and we never got clarification on whether or not Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett actually wears false eyelashes. Did we get any clarification on that at all? I don't believe we did. Anyway, it was a Congress chick, Jasmine, who was wanting to go full-blown Madea on Congresswoman MTG, who she called a blonde, what did she call him, a blonde butch gal or something? That's I don't know what she's insinuating there. I think MTG has a boyfriend, as far as I know. And then there's AOC. Oh, baby girl. Oh, baby girl. Don't you be talking to me like that, the girl. Wow, where did that come from? What was that all about? I mean, AOC is normally just very, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but she's just a whiny little gal there, right? I mean, it's just, wah, 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 wah. And now all of a sudden she's going, I know, Puerto Rican. Where did that come from? It's like we're in West Side Story. This is crazy. Did anybody pull a knife on anybody? Do we have that intel? You can't make this up. So anyway, the reality of the situation here is after all of that was said and done, and by the way, all of this was over whether or not we should hold Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress. If you ask me, the Democrats on that panel should be held in contempt of Congress and the American people. All I'm saying about that. 901-260-5926. Let me ask you this, though. So you've got the gorgeous ladies of congressional wrestling, and you've got AOC, you've got Jasmine Crockett, and then you've got MTG. Who do you think wins? Who do you think wins that fight? My money's on MTG. My money is on MTG. I think she can take them down. 901-260. Well, unless you know, AOC pulls a switchblade or something. I'm not sure it would be a fair fight. Or a Glock on the in the case of Jasmine Crockett. I'm just saying. I'm sitting here listening to this. I'm like, where do these people think they are? South Memphis? I mean, come on. This is Congress, for crying out loud. All right, look, we got to take a quick break. Unbelievable. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You know, what was very entertaining is the cops had no idea who they arrested. Can you imagine when the police chief comes in and says, you people did what? You arrested who? Not going to be good. All right, let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926 is our number. Joe in Ellijay, Georgia, WDUN. And Joe, I was on a plane coming back from Atlanta earlier this week, and I think half the plane was coming back in from Sea Isle.
Well, Todd, I'm sorry I missed your appearance in Gainesville, but I was in Sea Island, and boy, I tell you, down there, boy, it's a terrific Trump place. About everybody I talked to from all over the country at Sea Island was for Trump, and I think he's going to have a landslide win, and I think your radio program will contribute to that. He's ahead in 6 of the 7 swing states, and I think it's going to be a huge landslide win, and I think your great radio show, Todd, will contribute to that landslide Trump win. And I think the stock market hit 40,000 yesterday, and in my opinion, the reason it's doing so well is because the American people are anticipating that Trump is going to be elected, and they're buying stocks with that prospect to come true. So anyway, it hit 40,000 yesterday, and I feel like Trump will be elected and we'll have the best economy and stock market, Todd, in world history.
Yeah, look, I think so. I think there's something to that, Joe. And I can tell you this, when I was in Gainesville, that is Trump territory right there, Trump country. And a lot of people there in the North Georgia Mountains, look, our job is to get every person out to vote. It doesn't matter where you are, the hills and hollows. We need everybody to get out and vote on Election Day.
Amen. I think that will happen, Todd. I think people are fed up with Biden and the Democrats and more taxes and more government. I think they want Trump and less government and less taxes, and I think that's going to come true. And I appreciate all you're doing to make that happen, my friend.
All right, Joe, good hearing from you, sir, and you give us a holler back soon. That's our good buddy Joe from Ellijay, Georgia. Oh, by the way, the apple capital of the world, so it's a lovely place if you want to go on vacation. A lot of folks do that in the summer months. Wow, did you see the storm that slammed into Houston, Texas last night? This is insane. So it was not a tornado. We're talking about these straight line winds, and they're saying upwards of 100 miles an hour and completely decimated downtown. And some of the videos of the winds blowing out windows, and you had debris raining down on people all over the city. At least 4 people are dead. Who knows how many people are injured? But the big problem here, folks, is that the power may be out for a while. It's not like a couple of lines went down. Some of these massive transmission lines were completely destroyed. I mean, crumpled by these winds. Just insane. they're saying that about a little over a million people are without power. By the way, you folks in the New Orleans area, you guys got hit by that same storm system. Over 200,000 people in the New Orleans area without power. So anyway, be careful. They're telling everybody to stay home, listen to the radio, and they're going to get you through it. But Houston, Texas took a wallop, and the images, and we have all of this video on ToddStarnes.com. I mean, it's unreal when you see the amount of damage done to these high-rises, these skyscrapers. And what is Houston like? The fourth largest city in the country. Also, the roof of the Hyatt Regency in downtown. It's one of those big hotels where they have the atrium from the floor to the ceiling. The roof of the Hyatt Regency blew out yesterday. So, whew, mercy. What a mess there in Houston, Texas. All right. Well, Americans have had enough of supporting companies that hate our values. And I suspect many of you are like me and you're tired of compromising. So that's why I want you to consider switching to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Patriot Mobile, they have dependable nationwide coverage. And they're giving you access to all three major networks. That means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding left-wing causes. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're going to be supporting the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and the sanctity of life. 100% U.S.-based customer service team, and they make it so simple to switch. You get to keep your number. A lot of people say, can I keep my phone? Yes, you can keep your phone, or you can upgrade. And they're going to help you find the best plan for your needs. So here's how you can reach out. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You can also go to their website, patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You get free activation when you use the offer code Todd. So again, patriotmobile.com/Todd or call 972-PATRIOT. And be sure to use my name, Todd. That will open up those great discounts and that free activation just for you. By the way, President Trump over the weekend is going to be speaking at the National Rifle Association meeting. You'll be able to watch that live on Newsmax later this weekend. All right, well, coming up, we've got to tell you about this crazy story from NBC News where they are releasing a documentary. I heard our good friend Ben Dieter talking about this on his radio program today, where apparently there are transgender lions, I guess, and tigers. So the animal kingdom, they say, is filled with animals of the LGBTQIA persuasion. So, no, I'm not making this up. It's called Queer Planet. And it'll be coming out in June. We're going to be talking about that in the next hour. Also, they had graduation ceremony in Memphis, one of the high schools, last night. And this is fascinating. There was a fight that started during the graduation. Let's play a little bit of this audio here. Cut number 9.
Torian with.
All right, Torian.
Toriel with.
Oh, Toriel. Good for you.
Alonzo Wicks.
Come on, Alonzo.
Tierney Wilkins. Please stay seated. Please stay seated. Please stay seated.
All right, so they got police rushing up onto the stage. This is high school graduation. Apparently, one of the young men flashed gang signs at another guy, and the next thing you know, he's taking out his diploma. And he's using his diploma. I want you to think about this. This young man graduating high school, the first order of business is to take his diploma and turn it into a literal weapon and knock the living daylights out of another graduate who was allegedly flashing the gang signs. This is, you can't make this up. That's Memphis, Tennessee, ladies and gentlemen. But again, if you talk about this, if you talk about the rampant crime, you all of a sudden get smeared as a racist. You know what that is? What we saw at that graduation with all the screaming and the hollering and the chaos? That's bad upbringing right there. It's time for moms and dads to really consider start raising your kids to behave like human beings, please. Is that too difficult to ask? All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Have you heard about what's happening with Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito? This is a weird story. So the New York Times picked this story up. By the way, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us. It is Open Line Friday, and that means we talk about whatever you want to talk about. Just pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll be taking your calls this hour, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, according to the New York Times, Justice Alito was flying the American flag upside down outside of their home. Now, our good friend Shannon Bream with Fox News, and by the way, Mrs. Alito is a friend of the program, as she is a personal friend, Martha Alito, just a lovely lady, great patriot. Anyway, Shannon Bream got the story about what was going on. Now, the allegation from MSDNC and the New York Times is that Alito was flying the flag upside down on January the 6th in solidarity with the people who broke into the U.S. Capitol. In other words, they're trying to make you think that Sam Alito is some sort of a co-conspirator. So anyway, here's what Shannon said. I spoke directly with Justice Alito about the flag story. In addition to what's in the story, he told me a neighbor on the street had a blank Trump sign that was in 50 feet of where children wait for the school bus. Mrs. Alito brought this up with the neighbor. According to Justice Alito, things escalated, and the neighbor put up a sign personally addressing Mrs. Alito and blaming her for the January 6th attacks. By the way, the whole notion that this had something to do with J6 is completely absurd because it happened on January the 21st. Pardon me. Justice Alito says he and his wife were walking in the neighborhood, and there were words between Mrs. Alito and a male at the home with the sign. Alito says the man engaged in vulgar language, including the C word. You know, I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I'm wondering if there, well, can we, no, I can't go that far yet. You're just a horrible woman, Mrs. Alito. Isn't that right, honey?
Yes.
Following that exchange, Mrs. Alito was distraught and hung the flag upside down for a short time. Justice Alito says some neighbors on his street are very political and acknowledges it was very heated in January of 2021. So there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. And I got to tell you, the one thing I am surprised about by this story is there are not more Americans flying the American flag upside down, which is, by the way, a sign of distress. So the notion and the media, by the way, they were trying to get justice. They're going after the wives, right? They did this with Justice Thomas's wife, Jenny Thomas, who is another dear friend of mine. And now they're trying to do it with Martha Alito. both of whom are great patriots. And it's disgusting. But what do you expect coming from the media? 901-260-5926, our number. Do you have a problem with Mrs. Alito flying the flag upside down? Give us a call, 901-260-5926. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our friend, Congresswoman Erin Hochin from the 9th Congressional District in Indiana. Congresswoman, hope you're doing well today.
Thank you, Todd. Great to be with you.
So a couple of things. We now know that the committee has voted to proceed on these contempt of Congress charges against Merrick Garland. How do you see yourself voting on that?
Well, I think Merrick Garland absolutely has to be held in contempt for his actions, and I'd love to see us do more. I mean, this is an administration that's completely rogue, and it's weaponized, and they need to be held accountable. The American people, certainly in my district, are hoping that they can be held accountable. The problem is we need a different president if we want accountability, both for the things that have taken place in his administration and under his watch.
So, and again, you know, the challenge here, I think a lot of Americans have been so frustrated with Republican leadership in the House and really not progressing or moving forward on a lot of these issues. And I think this is one that the Speaker really needs to focus on. We need to hold the line. You know, this is the line in the sand. And I think that we need to hold Merrick Garland accountable, as you said.
Yeah, and the House certainly, I think, will take that action. I will be talking to the Speaker about pushing forward for those things to happen. I think the challenge that we face is the Democrats control the Senate and the Democrats control the White House, and they have been acting, you know, on every issue as a huge roadblock for any accountability, any border security. The problem here is Democrat leadership that is preventing accountability from taking place. We found out that things have been hidden from view, and we really, really need to have the strong support of the American people to get the accountability through electing leaders in the Senate, keeping the House, and electing Donald Trump as our president.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things I've been noticing, and I appreciate what you just said there, you know, holding people accountable. When you look at what's happening with the administration right now in Israel, and the threats being made against one of our most, if not the most important ally we have, do you have concerns about how the Biden administration is treating Israel?
Absolutely. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that President Biden is attempting to withhold critical aid to Israel. It's why we had a bill on the floor this week. It did have bipartisan support, but we've already heard that it's a no-go in the Senate under Chuck Schumer. So at a time when the world's worst actors are attempting and causing chaos, our allies cannot and should not ever be in doubt where the support is of the United States. And the last thing we need from this White House is for liberal activists and college students to be dictating foreign policy. This is the first time in the 76-year history of the State of Israel where I believe that the United States president has not been strongly and vocally supportive of standing with our allies. Congress passed aid to Israel without conditions. He's choosing to ignore that, even though 80% of the American people support Israel over Hamas. We continue to encourage the president to stand with Israel and join us in support of Israel, and we'll continue to push him to do that.
I want to play some audio for you. I'm just curious to get your thoughts on what's, you know, the mood, the atmosphere, the tone and tenor in Congress. This is a little bit of a conversation between AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene last night. Cut number four, please.
I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Move her words down. Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl?
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
Congresswoman, is that normal on Capitol Hill? What the heck?
I mean, Todd, it's becoming more normal, but we've got some strong personalities here, and I did not see that interaction. I caught some of it today on the television, but I did not see that interaction. I am, you know, we see some of these things. In fact, we see a lot of bullying from the left, even in the committee that I serve on the Financial Services Committee. Some of those members will actively just try to fire us up, and we don't take the bait. but it's a sign of the times right now in Congress. It's a slim majority. Temperatures are high. And we really, really need to quell some of this chaos from the left and get back to the work of the American people, doing the things that they want us to do on the border, on inflation, on crime and public safety. This is National Police Week, and we had 148 Democrats vote against a bill that supports the police. We had a bill that Democrats voted against, which is crazy, Todd. D.C. counts you as a juvenile if you're 24 years old. It took Congress, an act of Congress, to say that a juvenile is 18 years or younger. All of that stuff about kids' brains aren't developed until they're 24 or 25 years old has been debunked. We don't hold people accountable on the left in this country, and that's what's leading to the surge in crime. And all of these things feed back into the need to have a strong majority next year to take our country back in November.
Yeah, and to that point, I was getting to the National Police Week story and this crazy vote, and you had almost 150 House Democrats voting against this bill that would, again, deport illegals that assaulted police officers. That seems like a no-brainer to me.
That you think that's the least we could do, right? That's the absolute least we could do. One of the House Democrats was on the floor saying, you know, they were tripping over themselves to try to say how they support the police, yet almost 150 of them voted against deporting illegals who assault police officers. We had 60 law enforcement officers murdered in the light of duty last year. 79,000 assaults were committed on police officers, some of these by illegal aliens, and 148 Democrats voted against a bill requiring their detention and deportation for assaulting a police officer. Once again, House Democrats are just, you know, protecting the illegal immigrants that are violent over our own law enforcement officers and continuing what I believe is their just a true anti-law enforcement stance.
All right. Well, Congresswoman, we appreciate you standing up for our nation's law enforcement and also for the nation of Israel. We're going to leave it there. And thank you for coming on the show. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Todd. You too.
All right, Congresswoman Erin Hochin, ladies and gentlemen, from Indiana's 9th Congressional District, and a lot to go over there. One of the things I appreciate about MTG, and you're right, people talk about decorum. We haven't had decorum in the U.S. Capitol since the founding of the country. I mean, at least we're not out there, you know, challenging each other to duels. So the idea that there was a time and an era when you had civility and decorum, those days never happened. You know, they may fake it, but at least I appreciate MTG standing up and pushing back. And you know what I loved about that encounter? It wasn't MTG that was getting all riled up. It was AOC going Puerto Rican. Is AOC even Puerto Rican, or was she culturally appropriating? All right, Dylan, get on that. Let's find out, because that may be a whole other issue. Anyway, you got Jasmine Crockett and AOC trying to take on MTG. I don't think that would have ended well. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. So, fascinating story here from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And someone sent this to me early this morning, and it's really funny. So there's a guy by the name of David Mills, who is a columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And I guess the guy's some sort of a leftist. And he's very upset with yours truly. And I was the subject of his entire column. And this thing is really long. The guy needs an editor. And he's the deputy editorial page editor and a columnist. So the headline is, and this is all about yours truly, The original headline was Todd Starnes, right-wing propaganda, America destroyed. They revised that headline to read, the right's careless, reckless, sneaky propaganda. So this guy is accusing me of being a reckless, sneaky propagandist. And the guy goes all the way back to 2020, and he pulls out a tweet I wrote back in 2020 to make his point. He probably could have done that by just going back a couple of hours. Anyway, he said, I wondered, writing on this date back in 2020, prompted by a silly tweet from conservative radio celebrity Todd Starnes, what he thought he was doing and how much he really believed what he said. Well, I believe everything I say, sir. And did he ever feel bad about the irresponsible, careless way he spoke about public life and about using hysteria, anger, contempt, self-pity, and half-truths to get clicks and viewers and fame and fortune? As far as I can tell, no. So what he was all upset about, and this is the tweet that set him off. I was recounting when this was back in 2020, I dropped by a department store to buy a toaster oven. And when I walked in, you had to have a mandatory hand sanitizer squirt. You had to have a mask on. There were directions on the aisles. You could only travel down one aisle one way. And if you deviated from the approved zone for customers, they lectured at you. I'm not kidding about this. I actually tried to turn around.
Sir, you on the blender aisle, you need to turn around. You're going the wrong way, sir.
I mean, it was insane. And so anyway, I turned around and walked out. And my whole point of that was, if the government's rules and regulations on these businesses, and they had to follow all these protocols before they could open, I said people were not going to shop there. People are not going to go through that level of rules and regulations. And sure enough, 6 months later, that store closed down. Anyway, the guy writes this. Leave aside the question, and Dylan, I got to get your take on this, because we are family. Leave aside the question of whether he actually did what he said he did, which I did, by the way. Does a man as rich as Starnes go to the department store on his own to buy a toaster? I have my doubts.
Oh, yeah. Of course you do.
My vast staff, I have an appliance guy, David Mills, and his only job is to go and buy appliances.
Wow. It's me. I'm your appliance guy.
And yes, I don't even go to the grocery store, really. I just am my produce girl. Mm-hmm. She goes to the produce aisle.
Your milk guy, eggs girl.
I have a staff there. They line up every morning and they wave goodbye as I'm off to the news bunker.
Right.
Oh, geez. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, the tweet was mild and minor as these things go. He wasn't raging like some of his peers. He wasn't ranting. He wasn't even sneering. What Starnes was doing is what he always does, exploit a vein of right-wing feeling that craves the feeling of persecution, impending apocalypse, that they can blame on the government, the liberals, and the major media, and that love to feel that the world is foolish and ridiculous. Who wrote this crap? When I saw the tweet, it had gotten over 35,000 replies, retweeted over 6,000 times, liked by almost 30,000 people. The tweet may have been more effective, which is, say, worse, because it was so mild and minor. The guy who says anything and says it loudly risks people not taking them seriously, though that hasn't happened to Donald Trump. Oh, the guy's a never-Trumper. The guy who speaks calmly, no matter what they're saying, can convey a kind of objectivity and authority they don't actually have. The most effective propagandist doesn't look like a propagandist. He may look more like Todd Starnes. Wow. Well, thank you, I guess. Thank you? I got to do a better job writing a column. Otherwise, this guy's career could be toast. Oh, pardon me. Gotta take a break. We'll be right back. Jeez alert. The Post-Gazette in Pittsburgh. All right. Can we talk about these homosexual animals here? I don't know what's going on down at the zoo, but they got to get a handle on this nonsense. So anyway, the NBC is putting out a very interesting new series. And they're doing a show on homosexual animals. Are we allowed to call them homosexual animals? Because, you know, they get all upset when you call them homosexuals now. You can't call – you can still call heterosexuals heterosexuals, but you can't call the homosexuals homosexual. So, we have to use LGBTQIA+. You see, that's just so wordy. We'll say the alphabet activist. So anyway, they're releasing a documentary just in time for Gay Pride Month. And that's when we celebrate and we recognize the incredible accomplishments of the Mexican man-shoe-wearing crowd and the men who flaunt about in buttless leather chaps. God bless America. Anyway, it's called Queer Planet. It's going to be released on NBC, which, ironically, the mascot of NBC is a peacock. Don't know. Okay. Cut 8, please.
The paparazzi really are everywhere.
Everything you were told as a kid is wrong. You make me
want to dance. Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style.
Mother Nature is pretty open-minded.
Sex is not just for reproduction.
It's clear that no matter where you look on our planet, nature is full of queer surprises.
To be honest, we should all probably get laid a little more than we do.
All right. Okay, that's going to be on NBC. It's a TV special highlighting same-sex relations in the animal kingdom. And this is going to be coming out in June. Andrew Rannells, who is the narrator, said this in a press statement. "We've all heard of gay penguins, but this film really opened my eyes to the full spectrum of LGBTQ plus behaviors across the natural world. It's fabulous. And what could be more natural than being who you are?" All right. So there you go. Queer Planet on the Peacock Network. Interesting. So one of the questions I have, you know, and I don't know, Dylan, but when I was a kid, we watched Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. And that was a pretty entertaining show. There wasn't a lot of gay sex among the animals, but the animals were eating each other. And that's always fun.
That's pretty exciting to watch, actually. Nature doing its thing.
Mm-hmm. Doing what comes naturally.
Right.
Not unnaturally.
Uh-huh.
Just want to say. That being said, I do wonder about and I have often wondered, and you don't mean to do this, you don't want to judge people, but I have often wondered about the pink fairy armadillo and the naked mole rat.
Those are questionable animals, yeah.
Just curious.
I don't know about their preferences, though.
Whatever floats your boat, but I think every gerbil is now evacuating the Bay Area. I'm just saying. We got to get out of town, boys. We got to get out of town. Let's go to Sacramento. All right, 901-260-5926. God help us. Doug in Illinois hanging out with us today. Hi, Doug. What's going on?
Well, this is actually Doug the T-shirt guy. I forgot to mention that too when I did, but dude, you're cracking me up. But I think you're going to be in trouble with the liberals just calling them animals. I mean, Trump did that. Look at all the trouble he started.
Well, that's a fair point. I was going to say Homo sapiens, but you know,
yeah. But you were talking earlier. You had an appliance person. If you're looking to buy a Harley Davidson, I would more than happy to be your Harley guy test driving bikes for you.
Is that right, Doug? That is what a noble gesture and what a kind thing. Yeah. You know, I've got my staff, you know, my personal staff is upwards of, 70, 80 people, Dylan. I mean, I don't even bathe. I have people do that for me. They're from the School of the Blind.
I I would almost be willing to look for a hot biker chick, but I'm happily married, and that would get me divorced. So you're on your own with that one, though.
Well, no, I understand. Well, I understand, Doug, and you want to make sure that you want to keep those home fires burning.
Amen, brother.
You know, you do wonder, where does this guy, and by the way, you know, the guy is going to write a nasty column about me. The least he could have done is picked up the phone and asked me. You know, I could have easily answered a lot of these questions for him.
Absolutely. He could have called me. I would have given him answers.
Doug, thank you. Yes, exactly. You could have given him a quote. Well, you know, Todd owns a Harley, but he won't ride it. I have to ride it for him. That's my job. It's
yeah. Don't even get the girl started going. Well, this might get me in trouble, but maybe you could get Grace to go for a ride on the back.
Oh, that's a fair point. But Grace does have other responsibilities, so maybe after doing the dishes, we could. I'm in big trouble now.
I'm trying to think how you refer to her husband. Is it
Mr. Producer? Mr. Producer, yes.
Yeah. Well, being that she has Merlot, I do have a T-shirt. Actually, I just got one made yesterday that he might like when they're walking Merlot, because I'm pretty sure I know what his job is. When we walk my dog or our dog, my job is poop duty daddy.
Poop duty daddy. So okay.
I've got that on a T-shirt with a picture of what it is I'm waiting to pick up.
Good for you. All right. Doug, thank you for that. Appreciate the call, and thanks for volunteering. I will let you know as soon as we have an opening on the Todd Stern staff, I will let you know. So this guy, going back to, again, his name is David Mills. He just kind of reeks of liberal, even the photograph. You don't mean to, you know, stereotype people. But anyway, he also compares me to Ann Coulter. He says, Starnes held up to contempt something that should not have been held up to contempt. Criticism, yes. Killing America claims, no. But it created clicks. You know, this is the problem with these morons. You know, they act like I'm out there trying to create stuff to get clicks. I'm not. This is just my train of thought. And that's what terrifies these liberals. And in reality, the people like the David Millses of the world, of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the sad thing is they're irrelevant. I mean, how many of you actually have a subscription? In all seriousness, how many of you actually still have a subscription to a newspaper? How many of you actually wait for the paper boy to ride by on his bicycle and knock you upside the head with the rolled up paper? How many of you still have a subscription? And the problem is with America's newspapers, and I grew up on the newspaper side of the journalism world, and I love newspapers. I love being in the press room when those first editions were being rolled off the press. I love the smell of the ink. There's something about it, something uniquely American, by the way. But what happened was that people forgot where the editorial page started and stopped. And they stopped hiring reporters, and they hired propagandists. And they destroyed newspapering. That's ultimately, it's not digital. That's not what killed newspapers. Newspapers killed newspapers. People like David Mills killed newspapers. And it's sad because a lot of good people are out of work. And I will say this now, I don't know what they're churning out of these journalism schools, but you've got kids out there working in newsrooms and they can't put a sentence together. And the reason why is they're not teaching kids the craft of writing anymore. It's all about propaganda. So anyway, this guy goes on to write about me. This is like, I'm not kidding you, a 3-page column. Really got, I guess I got into this guy's skin. He says, let's see here. Oh, yes. Starnes does this kind of thing all the time and in several different media. If slow and steady wins the race, mild and minor wins the readers. See Starnes. Do you consider me to be mild and minor, ladies and gentlemen? Starnes represents all his ilk. You may remember Ann Coulter, who seems to have lost her superstar right-winger status when she decided Trump wasn't right-wing enough. She liked to say the most provocative things, and that made her famous. Rich. I think he thinks that I'm super wealthy. I think that's the problem. He probably saw me driving a Cadillac. Aha! Aha! A one percenter! Anyway, back to this column. A few years ago, Ann was talking about people crossing the southern border. She said, if you shoot one, maybe they'll learn. Actually, that's a great idea. Just that's my editorial here. Either she was serious, which would be appalling, or she was not serious, which would be appalling. But either way, it works. It degrades public discourse, but it works. Starnes' ilk, I should be clear, are not just found on the right, but on the left as well. Many on the left use the same techniques he does to appeal to the same feelings. So the problem here, the guy is upset because yours truly is a happy warrior. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I have hope for America. I believe that we can turn back from our wicked ways. That I don't believe all is lost. And this guy can't stand it. This guy can't stand it that we can poke fun at the left. He is upset because I find humor in life. That's his problem. That and the fact that I have about 2 or 3 million more readers than he does. And there's nothing I can really do about that. But I will say this, in the spirit of reconciliation, David Mills of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, I am more than happy to offer some ideas on writing a column, helping you edit a little bit, you know, tighten up your copy. Happy to do that free of charge. Just give me a call. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Do any of you actually still have a newspaper subscription, or have you canceled them? We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So, Hitler is all the rage in a growing number of American classrooms. There's a crazy story, and I think we have the local news reporting on this, from the Atlanta area, Mount Vernon School. The kids are being asked to rate some of Hitler's attributes. You can't really make this stuff up. All right, let's take a listen.
This screenshot shows two questions posed to eighth grade students at the Mount Vernon School. Quote, how would you rate Adolf Hitler as a solution seeker? And also, how would you rate Adolf Hitler as an ethical decision maker?
It's troubling.
As written, some students question the appropriateness and if it's glorifying the Nazi leader.
Obviously, that looks horrible in the current context. Knowing Mount Vernon, you know, we do things a little odd around here. We try to think outside the box. Oftentimes that doesn't work.
Several students told us that wasn't in their curriculum when they were in eighth grade.
We weren't aware of that at all.
The Mount Vernon School says they wholeheartedly denounce anti-Semitism and gave us this letter in response, saying, quote, the intent of the assignment was an exploration of World War II designed to boost student knowledge of factual events and understand the manipulation of fear leveraged by Adolf Hitler in connection to the Treaty of Versailles. One student says he can see the school's intended approach to critical thinking.
I can definitely see why they'd be upset, but overall I feel like it's important to look at both sides of the coin in every situation, and I think it's important to just be able to compare and contrast everything that's happened in our world history, whether it's been good or bad.
All right, so there are allegations that a number of the staff wore little mustaches right under their, just teeny tiny little mustaches right under their nose. We're working to confirm that. Meanwhile, in Tigard, Oregon, and we just had a guy on the show this week talking about this, middle school kids there were asked to compare Hitler to former President Trump. So here's how it worked. The kids were had all these quotes, and the quotes came from President Trump and Hitler, and the kids had to match the quote to the man. Now, the parents were like, are you people insane? They said the lesson was, first of all, offensive, but it was also politically one-sided. Now, the school district says, we don't have a problem with this. The school district said that we're perfectly fine with comparing Hitler to Trump. And they said the point was to show that Hitler and Trump used propaganda to influence public opinion. Okay, great. Well, if that's the case, why not compare former President Obama to Hitler? Or what about President Biden? Why not compare President Biden to Hitler? But they're not going to do that because that goes against their narrative. I'm just telling you. I have a question for you here. High school proms, big story. A girl, is her name Pat? I'm just asking. She was turned away from the prom because she was wearing a suit and not a dress. Cut number 12.
Prom dreams dashed. Holly Savage says her daughter Sophie was suited up and set to go into Mason Classical Academy's prom.
She was excited, took a couple pictures.
But an administrator pulled her aside. Her mom says,
because she was in a suit and not a dress. Because she is female and not male.
The school has strict guidelines for attire for gentlemen and ladies. For formal, only a gown, dress, or one-piece attire are allowed. Mason Classical Academy responded to Wink News, saying in part, any student who shows up to an MCA dance and does not abide by the dress code is given the opportunity to return to the dance in proper attire. Holly said they opted for something more casual instead.
And we went and got ice cream and sat and talked about it, and she cried about it.
Sophie is a junior and has been at the school since second grade. Her mom thinks they need to keep up with the times.
We realize this isn't going to change anything for Sophie, for my daughter, but we'd like it to change for kids in the future. And they shouldn't have to feel humiliated for being who they are.
The embarrassment now has the family considering other options for Sophie's senior year.
All right. So do you have a problem with this? Do you have a problem with the fact that this child showed up to the prom wearing a suit, a very nice suit, by the way, but it was for a boy, right? That so the rule is that girls have to wear dresses and boys have to wear suits. That's the rule that's on the books, and apparently the school's been enforcing this rule for a very long time. But this mom is now saying that the rule is not fair and her daughter got humiliated. Well, it seems to me that the person that ought to be blamed for the humiliation is the mom. The mom knew the rules, too. The mom knew that the school had rules and regulations. This is a classical school. It's not like a public school where you can, you know, you wear a G-string or a thong and they'll let you in. I mean, they actually have standards here. And the fact is that her daughter Sophie was dressed up like Sam or Sal. So the question I have, do you have a problem with this? Did the school overreact? Did the school do the right thing? 901-260-5926. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be taking your calls. Also, head over to our website. Wow, we have got a lot of great stories, great videos for you to check out. Be sure to download our free podcast and newsletter while you're over there. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Satsas, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Our telephone number, and this is Open Line Friday. That means whatever you want to talk about, we're going to talk about today. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. And we'll be taking your calls throughout the hour today. All right. I want to go back to this story out of this high school where a young lady showed up at prom wearing a suit and the school turned her away. They said, no, you can't come into the prom because you're a female, and females are not allowed to wear suits. Cut number 12.
Prom dreams dashed. Holly Savage says her daughter Sophie was suited up and set to go into Mason Classical Academy's prom.
She was excited, took a couple pictures.
But an administrator pulled her aside. Her mom says,
because she was in a suit and not a dress. Because she is female and not male.
The school has strict guidelines for attire for gentlemen and ladies. For formal, only a gown, dress, or one-piece attire are allowed. Mason Classical Academy responded to Wink News, saying in part, "Any student who shows up to an MCA dance and does not abide by the dress code is given the opportunity to return to the dance in proper attire." Holly said they opted for something more casual instead.
And we went and got ice cream and sat and talked about it, and she cried about it.
Sophie is a junior and has been at the school since second grade. Her mom thinks they need to keep up with the times.
We realize this isn't going to change anything for Sophie, for my daughter, but we'd like it to change for kids in the future. And they shouldn't have to feel humiliated for being who they are.
The embarrassment now has the family considering other options for Sophie's senior year.
All right. So that's the local reporting. This happened down in Florida. And this child has, and again, I'm just describing here, the 16-year-old who's putting herself out there in the news. Sure enough, wearing a three-piece suit, and she has her hair done up like a young man would have his hair done up. Now, the school, this is Mason Classical Academy, they're saying, hey, look, we've got very strict rules, and the kids know all about the rules. They said the dress codes are clearly presented and outlined to all students and parents. Any student who shows up to a dance and does not abide by the dress code is given an opportunity to return to the dance in proper attire. All students are treated equally and are welcome and encouraged to attend these voluntary events. Well, I say good for the school here. I mean, at least they've got rules. They've got regulations. I don't think this is a problem at all. But now, it looks as though the mom and the daughter are trying to find some sort of a court case here. As if her child has been discriminated against. So there's something else here they're not telling us about this story. Very, very strange indeed. But do you think the school is right here that boys should wear suits and girls should wear dresses? You got a problem with that? I don't have a problem with that. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This story out of Massachusetts, a small town called Norfolk is in big trouble. And the reason why is that the state of Massachusetts is building a new giant shelter for illegal aliens in this tiny town. And here's what you need to know about this tiny town. It's a conservative town. So you think this is coincidental that the conservative town is about to get overrun by illegals? Cut 13.
Help our own. Do something to stop it.
A heated meeting in Norfolk packed to capacity with residents voicing their concerns over the state's plan to open a shelter at the former prison.
There is no turning back when this happens. Our schools are overcrowded as it is. We have a budget problem. This isn't a humanitarian question. This is a mathematical question. It cannot happen.
Norfolk town leaders say they met with state leaders Wednesday and learned the state does plan to house about 450 people at the former Bay State Correctional Center. The overflow site is meant to help homeless families with children, many of them migrants who have been sleeping at Logan Airport.
Now we are considering adding additional children onto the plate of our already stretched too thin teachers and expecting it just to work.
The biggest concern is how the schools will handle this influx of children, while a few people said they worry about those new students getting bullied if they're not welcome here.
And as, you know, one of the few black families in this town, I feel obligated to ask this question because I don't want these children to be targets.
Public safety is another concern with the sudden increase in population for this tiny town. The Norfolk fire chief says when the shelter opens, he's expecting emergency calls to increase by 5 to 10%, which will impact response times to residents.
I visited the facility on Monday. There were no contractors there. We were told that, you know, barbed wire would be taken down.
State Representative Marcus Vaughn and Norfolk town leaders say they've been left in the dark on this new shelter, but they're hoping to mitigate the impact to this town.
All right, there you go. Folks, coming to a town near you, if you are a conservative town, and especially a small town or community, you better get ready, because Biden's going to be sending those illegals to your neighborhood as well. All right, Dylan, I have a question for you. The P. Diddy, Is that the guy that was doing the weird relationship with Bieber?
I think so.
Or was that Puff Daddy? I can't.
Same guy.
Oh, it's Puff. So Puff Daddy is
Puff
P. Diddy.
Daddy, oh, P. Diddy, Sean Diddy Combs.
Oh, that's E-I-E-I-O. Yeah. That's what the P stands for.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So anyway, this guy. So the insinuation is that he likes to do stuff with the young people.
Yes. That is what he's accused of.
Got a little Michael Jackson thing going down here.
It's a theme.
All right. Well, anyway, he's in even bigger trouble. So Mr. Diddy Combs, according to Page Six, has now been seen on surveillance video beating and dragging Cassie Ventura. This was his then girlfriend. This all took place back in 2016. But the surveillance hallway video has just been discovered. That footage obtained earlier today by CNN. And I will say this. It's horrifying video to watch. He literally beats the ever-living daylights out of her in this hallway. It happened at the Intercontinental Hotel. That's in Century City back in 2016. And there's no way this guy gets out of that. He's only wearing a towel around his waist, and he is literally beating this woman and kicking her. In the video, Ventura is seen exiting a hotel with several bags, walking quickly to the elevators. She is wearing a black hoodie over her head. Shortly after that, here comes Combs in nothing but the bath towel. Oh, he's wearing socks. And he's running towards Ventura. He grabs her by the back of the neck, throws her to the floor, and starts kicking her. Then he turns around and kicks her again and drags her by her hoodie towards the room before walking away. This guy is sick. Sick. Gut-wrenching is what some are saying. So anyway, we'll see how all this plays out. But not a good day. I don't see P. Diddy coming back from this at all. Along with whatever may or may not have happened with Justin Bieber and the other children. Pardon me, young people. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Folks, it's the weekend, and I know many of you, the weather is going to be nice. Memorial Day is right around the corner. May I recommend, if you haven't already got your beef, may I recommend that you check out my friends over at Backyard Butchers. BackyardButchers.com/Todd is the website. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. Now get this. Backyard Butchers is a Christian conservative Texas-based company, and they're all about making sure you get the tastiest, juiciest beef at your dinner table. All of their beef is born and raised right here in America on American ranches, right here in the heartland. BackyardButchers.com also has very affordable products. You can get beef, chicken, ground beef, steaks, you name it, they've got it at BackyardButchers.com/Todd. Now get this, use my code Todd. That's my code, write it down, T-O-D-D. You're going to save an extra 20% on your entire order. And when you subscribe, and you're going to want to subscribe, go ahead and just order a trial shipment of the beef. And then when you subscribe, they're going to give you an additional 10% off, and they're going to throw in free shipping. But you have to use my code. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. I am telling you, folks, this beef, it's unbelievable. You're going to love it. And the folks that you invite to your cookout on Memorial Day weekend, they're going to love it as well. BackyardButchers.com/Todd. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's go right to the phones. 901-260-5926. Kathy in Oregon on radio station KYKN, our great affiliate out there. Hi, Kathy. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I actually went to Tuolumne Junior High. I don't know if they're still calling it junior high or not, but it's a very, very fancy liberal town, Tigard is. And the people that I know that still live there, they wouldn't even dream of voting for President Trump.
Really? I'm not surprised by that.
It's a suburb of Portland, and it's very, very fancy. I mean, super fancy. And it wasn't when my dad moved us there. It was sort of just kind of country, but Portland has sprawled out. And so, anyway, it's a fancy place and very liberal.
So you're not surprised, Kathy, that they're comparing the kids to, they're comparing Donald Trump to Adolf Hitler.
Well, I still don't expect anybody to do such a thing. I mean, even the Tigard School District. But, you know, liberals do what liberals do. I did have a couple of strange happenings there in Tigard at Tualatin and at James Templeton, which is the elementary school that's right next door. But I don't know. It's just a fancy place, and I'm not surprised that any school anywhere would do such a thing, especially in Oregon.
I hear you, and it's just absolutely insane that somebody that's going down, even in a liberal town, as you point out, like that town in Oregon. Kathy, gotta run. God bless you, and thank you for listening to us today. Let's go to Karen in Tennessee. KWAM, our great affiliate there, wants to weigh in on the girl wearing a suit. Hi, Karen. What say you?
Well, I'm from a very conservative town in Tennessee, and I wore a prom back. I wore a tuxedo to the prom in 1985. I mean, it had nothing to do. I just thought it was cool. I think it's being a little frivolous to, you know, some girls don't like to wear dresses. It doesn't mean you're making a statement per se.
Now, I remember the 80s. I'm a child of the 80s as well, and I remember that being an actual style back in the day where the girls would wear the tuxedo suits.
Yes.
What movie did that come from? Was that one of the 16 Candles movies or something? Molly Ringwald.
No, I mean, I just watched 16 Candles, and that was not part of that movie. But,
okay.
There was a girl that was 2 years ahead of me that wore one, and I remember seeing the pictures, and I just thought it was cool, and so I wore one. I mean, if I had to do it over, I probably wouldn't, you know? But, you know, back in the day, and you're a kid, you do kid things, and I just think that they're blowing this out of proportion when it could have just, nobody would have even noticed.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Karen, appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening. Let's go to Patty in North Carolina. And by the way, all of you folks in Statesville, we're going to be coming to your town for a big book event coming up on May 24th. That's next Friday. Patty, how are you doing?
I'm good, Todd. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Okay, listen, I want to get on the Merrick Garland thing. I explained to Lydia. I really believe this is a revenge tour with Merrick Garland. Remember, because he didn't make the Supreme Court justice. And I really believe in his mind, he's thinking, well, you know what? You Republicans didn't vote me in. One day I will get you. And I believe this is what he's doing.
So you think this is all part of the payback for him not being on the Supreme Court?
Right. I believe that his power went, he's got a higher power being a DOJ.
Could you imagine if that guy had made it to the Supreme Court? Oh, my gosh.
That's the scary part. I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I really believe he is doing this. He's taking it out on, and why? It's all conservatives. You've got people that pray. You've got people that are against abortion. Who is he going after, Todd? It's all Republicans.
It is a terrific point. I mean, it really is a great point.
And I believe in his mind, this is his revenge. His revenge is like, he's okay, down the line, I'm going to get you guys back. And he's going after Trump. Everybody. Have you seen one Democrat with this guy going to jail? No, it's all Republicans.
Mm. Yeah, it's Patty, it is a great point and a good observation. All right, Patty, look, you got to help me out here on something. I'm coming to Statesville next week. Is there a place where I should grab a good meal?
There's a lot of places here. You know, North Carolina, they got a lot of good places.
Well, I know. Well, you know I'm going to Biscuitville. I love that place.
Yeah, Biscuitville. Do they have one close by where you're going? I don't even know if they still have that open. I know a lot of things are closing down, too, Todd.
Oh, geez, Lord, don't tell me that, Patty. All right. Well, look, Patty, I hope to see you next week when we come to town, and we'll be telling you more about that next week, but we are doing an event, actually doing our show from WSIC, the great radio station there in Statesville. Patty, good talking to you. And folks, also have to give a big shout-out to Gillian's Christian Supply Center. They're going to be handling all of our book sales for the North Carolina swing of it, and they're just some incredibly great folks. Great Christian family-owned bookstore, and they've got the stores all over North Carolina. Now, if you are in the Statesville area or WSJS, we're coming to your town next week as well. Winston-Salem, Greensboro. I'm looking for some good local restaurant places. Some of the best places we need to go and eat while we're traveling through North Carolina. Give us a call 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Here's the schedule. I mean, we're going to be on Thursday, we're going to be in Winston-Salem. Friday, we're going to be in Statesville. Then we're going to be at the North Carolina Republican Convention and the Thrive Homeschool Conference. And then Sunday, I'm going to be speaking at a GOP prayer breakfast. Wow. I'm going to have to eat the Wheaties. Woo. We're going to be busy. All right, 901-260-5926, our number. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this open line Friday. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. A lot of folks from Statesville calling in. Let's go to Jeff in North Carolina, WSIC. And you know what? Let's also bring in Terry. Can we do that? We'll bring in Terry as well, who's listening to us on WSIC. Jeff, Terry, I hope you guys are doing great.
Hey, yes, Todd. Sir. Doing great. Hope you are, too.
I am. Jeff, we're going to start with you. So I understand you've got a couple of food recommendations.
Absolutely. Little Pig's Barbecue started in 1963, and it's the best I've ever had. And I think you ought to go eat there. It's
Little great. Pig's. All right. I've got that one. Now, Terry, you've got a recommendation, too.
Yes, sir. The one I would recommend be going out to eat some Keaton's Chicken.
Now, Terry, I don't mean to stereotype, but you sound like a guy who knows his way around some chicken.
Well, they've been there for a while, and I've been eating over there since I was in high school, and I'm a little bit north of 60, going on toward 70 now.
Wow, that's
good chicken.
So it's healthy chicken too.
Well, I don't know if it's healthy, but it's good.
Well, that's all that matters, Terry. That's all that matters.
Usually if something's healthy, it don't taste good.
This is true. So Jeff, you've got Little Pigs. Do you have another recommendation?
I know how much you love barbecue, and I don't want to steer your own, but I have eaten at Keaton's. It's also really, really good chicken.
All right.
Little Pigs is about 2 miles down the road from WSIC.
Is that right? Well, I could walk that off
yeah,
and then go and get some Keaton's chicken. All right. I'm excited about that. So, all right.
We're excited to have you in Statesville area.
Well, guys, I'm looking forward to it and hope to meet y'all both in person. We're going to be doing a book signing there at WSIC. I think that's on Radio Road in Statesville. And we'll be telling you more about that next week. But, Jeff, appreciate you calling in. And, Terry, thank you for the recommendation, too. Let's go to Michael in North Carolina. All right, Michael, what are your recommendations?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say thanks for all you do, Todd, and I've been a long-time listener since you've been on this radio station, but one of my personal favorites is Broad Street Burgers or the Twisted Oak. They're very good.
Broad Street Burgers. Now, what do you normally order when you go down to Broad Street?
I actually like the blue cheeseburger they got.
Oh, that sounds good. All right, I'm writing this down. Blue cheeseburger. Okay.
And they have fried cheese curds that are just to die for.
Ooh. All right, I'm writing that down, too. My cardiologist listens to this radio program, so, Michael, we'll just have to make sure that they're the healthy cheese curds.
Okay, buddy.
I love it.
Have a wonderful day, Doc.
Hey, Michael, thank you for the recommendations. I love this. And this is how we ride on this program. I mean, we'll be coming up to Portland, Maine. We're doing the book signing up there later this year. Also, Salem. You guys have a great food scene out there as well. Let's go to Tammy in Georgia, WDUN. Hi, Tammy. How are you today?
Hi, Todd. I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm listening to you on WDUN in Northeast Georgia, Gainesville, Georgia. But however, I grew up in McLeansville, North Carolina. I graduated from NC State there in Raleigh. And my favorite place to eat in North Carolina is in Greensboro. Across the street from the Greensboro Coliseum is Stamey's Barbecue. I think they've been smoking pigs for about 94 or 95 years.
Woo! All right.
And you make sure when you get the chopped pork sandwich, you get it with the vinegar-based slaw and get hush puppies to go with it.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that, Tammy. I'm a hot slaw. I'm a hot mustard slaw kind of a guy. You know, I'm from Memphis. It's hard for me to do the vinegar.
Try it.
All right.
It's great.
So you think I gotta have the vinegar slaw on it?
Yeah, it comes traditional. It'll come with the slaw, and unless you tell them no slaw, and of course it's North Carolina, so it's going to be the vinegar based sauce on it. But it's great. You'll love it.
All right, Tammy, I'm going to do this just for you. I'm going to try it. But I'm confused here. What's up with the hush puppies now?
Oh, the hush puppies, they are so good. And a lot of people don't realize that. They think hush puppies with a barbecue sandwich, but that's just kind of a thing there at Stamey's. They've done forever. And it's my favorite. They're the best hush puppies you'll ever eat.
I've never had such a thing. Now, you know, I'm from Memphis, and we save our hush puppies for the fried catfish.
Yeah, well, these hush puppies go real well with that barbecue pork sandwich.
All right, Tammy, I'm opening up my culinary horizons here. I'm going to try this. So get the pulled pork sandwich with the vinegar slaw and a side of hush puppies.
I think in a few of our famous Republican presidents have made a visit there to Stamey's also. You'll see some pictures inside there. So.
Oh. So it's that's cool. So it's one of those places where you you have to stop if you're out on the campaign trail.
Exactly. And when we go back home to visit my parents, it's the first stop we make right there. We don't even go to my parents. I go straight to Stamey's first.
I love it. That's great. All right. Well, Tammy, I appreciate you calling in, and thanks for the great recommendations. Wow, we're getting some good choices here, Dylan. This is like...
I'm hungry, Todd.
I know. It's terrible. We do eat well.
This show's 3 hours long. We can't eat it.
We eat well on the book tour.
Okay, that's good.
It's true. And the folks at DUN, though, they took me... Normally, you know, they've got some amazing, amazing food scene in Gainesville. One of my favorites is the Long Street Cafe, which is a good old-fashioned meat and three kind of a place. And then there's the Smokehouse Barbecue. But they also have a brand new, like, fusion, Asian, sort of Latin, Mexican kind of a place. It's called the Tsunami or something downtown.
Wow.
That was insane.
I'm going to have to broaden my culinary horizon, too, because, you know, I only eat chicken tenders. So.
And ketchup.
And lots of ketchup.
That's Heinz. True. We got to fix that. We got to fix that, Dylan. We'll work on that. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Have you heard this? There is a woman who was in charge of graduation. You know how they announce the graduates at the graduation ceremonies? Well, this happened at Thomas Jefferson University, which makes it even worse. Thomas Jefferson University. And here's the announcer announcing the names of the graduates.
Victoria Lee Zubeth Ross, Jaseku Lynn Boer,
J. Jessica.
Alisuna Cole
Allison.
Bishop. Allison Care Camp Bull. Thomas. Thomas.
Oh my God. Terrible. All right. May I just throw this out there? I'd be willing to wager a Chick-fil-A sandwich, she's a diversity hire. A DEI hire. How do you not know how to pronounce basic names like Thomas or Allison, for crying out loud? Come on. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I'm not sure if you've heard, but President Trump is a huge, huge Newsmax fan. He also says Americans are turning to Newsmax because it's just a fantastic network, and it really is. Newsmax is now on all major cable networks, and Newsmax 2 is just off the charts. You can watch Newsmax 2, by the way, on Roku, Samsung, and Amazon, but you really need to get Newsmax Plus, and you can do that by going to NewsmaxPlus.com. You'll be able to watch all of your favorite hosts, Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Greg Kelly, yours truly, on NewsmaxPlus.com. They cover all the major Trump rallies, any big Trump events. As a matter of fact, we'll be broadcasting the Trump speech at NRA this coming weekend. So go to NewsmaxPlus.com right now. Start your free trial. It doesn't cost you a penny. Again, that's NewsmaxPlus.com to register for that free trial. Then download the app and start watching. We'll be right back. All right, folks, if you haven't already done so, you know, Father's Day is coming up right around the corner, and it's a great opportunity to get a personally signed copy of my brand new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? It's in bookstores all over the country, but if you would like a personally signed copy, just go to our website, toddstarnes.com, click on the store app at the top of the page, and we will get you a signed autographed copy for your dad, for your grandpa. And I want to thank President Trump, Franklin Graham, Jim Jordan, Marsha Blackburn, Pastor Robert Jeffress, among the many, many conservative leaders, movers, and shakers who have personally endorsed the brand new book. So we greatly appreciate that. Well, as you guys know, we are huge supporters of Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And folks, they are just doing some incredible work and making a profound impact on this country. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Lee Wamsgams, who is the Chief Communications Officer. Lee, I hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great on this Friday, Todd. How are you doing?
Well, we're staying busy. A lot of news out there. And of course, we've been talking and we spoke to a member of Congress earlier about the attacks on Israel and the lack of support coming from the Biden administration. But I know that you guys over at Patriot Mobile have been really instrumental in putting out a very strong message in support of Israel. Why did you guys do that?
Well, for several reasons. First of all, our business is America's only Christian conservative cell phone service provider. And as Christians, we know it's our biblical duty to stand with Israel, to stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters, and to stand against this anti-Semitism that has been in the making for decades upon decades in our public school system by the left, which is why you're seeing what you're seeing. Patriot Mobile's been very active. We've supported multiple pro-Israel marches, prayer rallies. Most recently, last week, we were at the Sean Foyd event at UCLA, where we provided, printed for no cost, the Jewish Lives Matter shirts. We, as you said, put out that official company message in support of Israel. That was shortly after three executives. We were invited to the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C., and we viewed that horrific video, 45 minutes of raw footage of what really happened on the ground October 7th. And it's just, you can't be a human being and not be heartbroken by that ruthless, just horrific attack. We will always stand with Israel. We will always stand with Jewish students. We have helped fund banners flying over colleges that have pro-Jewish messages from God loves Israel, to Jewish Lives Matter. We're participating with a coalition of Christians. There's a JewishLivesMatter.us website where you can learn more. We, Patriot Mobile, will always be pro-Israel and stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters.
I love the mission here, and you guys have God at the helm of your business, and I think that really is what is setting you guys apart from the other folks out there.
Well, we are very loud and proud, right on the front page of our website, being a Christian conservative cell phone service provider. There's a reason Christian is ahead of conservative. We're just like any other cell phone provider. We have nationwide coverage. We're on all the major network towers, 4G, 5G coverage. It's all the same. We have four pillars of giving. The differences are we give a portion of every dollar we bring in to Christian conservative causes. And our four main pillars are First Amendment, Second Amendment, the sanctity of life, and we support our military and our first responders. But another big differentiator with us is when you call Patriot Mobile, you're going to get all U.S.-based customer service. And a big difference with us is that you can have multiple networks on one phone with one bill with Patriot Mobile. And right now, we've got a free month promo. When you call, in addition to your code, Todd, give them PTV, the word P like parent, T like television, V like Victor, for 1 month free. So it's no risk to move over to Patriot Mobile. Take your money away from the big mobile who is really supporting causes we don't believe in and support a Christian conservative wireless provider.
I know that you guys, a lot of people, it may be the first time hearing about Patriot Mobile, but you guys have actually been around for a long time.
We have. Just this past November, we celebrated our 10-year anniversary. So in the last 3 years, it's kind of been like drinking from a water hose. The red wave and the red movement and the red economy is really starting to take off. People are starting to realize how much woke money in all industries is hurting America's values, hurting our freedoms, and really fighting against the very fiber of our freedoms. So it's really been growing by leaps and bounds. It's a great time to support a red company like Patriot Mobile. And, you know, I just want to give people hope out there that listen to you. It's not over. As long as we've got a breath, until God takes us off this earth, we are going to continue in this fight. And bright days can be ahead of us if we all stick together, support each other, support our Christian conservative businesses, stand shoulder to shoulder against the enemy, because we know this is a spiritual war, not a political war. And we know who wins in the end. And we're always going to be on God's side. We're always going to stand up with Israel. And you can reach us at 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com. Use your code, Todd, but also throw in that PTV for a free month, which is a risk-free way to move your cell phone service over.
Well, I think it's terrific. And again, folks, patriotmobile.com/Todd. Use that code PTV. You get 1 month free. You can also call 972-PATRIOT. And as always, you will always get a U.S.-based customer service agent. And they walk you through every single step. Just, it's so well done, the customer service here at Patriot Mobile. And the big question here in our final minute, Lee, people always ask me, what about the phone and what about my phone number?
So you can, as long as you don't have, you know, a 100-year-old cell phone, joking there, you can move your same phone number over. You can port your same phone number over. In most cases, you can bring your same phone over. Our nice people at 972-PATRIOT will walk you through step by step, every step of the process, explain to you what a SIM card is, explain to you how you can put two SIM cards on one phone. You know, a lot of people carry two phones because they want to have a personal cell and a business cell. Well, you don't have to do that. With us, it can all be on one phone. You can make sure wherever you are in the country, you have complete coverage, and it all comes on one convenient bill.
Love it. All right. Well, Lee, we appreciate all the great update and the great work that you guys are doing. And you're right. It's up to all of us to help build and grow this red economy. And we're so glad that Patriot Mobile is at the forefront of that effort. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks, Todd. You too.
All right. That's Lee Wonskamp, who is the Chief Communications Officer at Patriot Mobile. And again, patriotmobile.com/Todd. Go and check it out. Use that promo code. They're going to give you 1 month free. It is a great deal. So take advantage of that. PTV is the code. Folks, it has been a great day. We're going to keep up the conversation 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2, the Todd Starnes Show. We have a lot of great guests. We're going to be doing a deep dive into what happened outside the PGA today. We're going to be talking to one of the editors from golf.com, as well as a police expert. Did the police overstep here? Well, we're going to talk about it. In the meantime, head over to toddstarnes.com and get yourself a signed copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. All right, folks, get out there, have a great Friday, and be sure to go to church this weekend.